with who has joined us on the panel.
Jerry in Atlanta.
Hey, Jerry, welcome. Thank you very much for joining our panel tonight. How about Elvira Scudo?
Hey, Joshua. Greetings from sunny Southern Oregon.
Oh, I love it. I would like to trade places with you right now. Well, welcome to the call. And we have our recording engineer on, Tony Stafford. Okay. How about Brian Thayer, our special guest tonight? All right, let me just
I had difficulty into the call, Joshua, so maybe they had a problem.
Okay.
Joshua, I'm going to give Tony a call real quick.
Okay.
And so I'm going to be offline for a bit, and I'll be right back on.
Okay, great.
Hello, Joshua.
Yes?
Sue Young in Baltimore.
Sue, how are you? Welcome to the call tonight.
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Hey, we have our coverage coast to coast. That's outstanding. That's awesome. All right, let me just do this.
And from northern Georgia to southern Oregon.
I know.
How about the Midwest?
Hey, who's on the... Yes, how about the Midwest? Don't forget that. Hey, Guy, were you able to get any of your guys, any of your distributors to get the information so that they can join the call?
Well, he's working on that right now, Joshua. This is Joe Eggie.
Oh, Joe Eggie, how are you?
I'm excellent.
Man from Minnesota. Okay, Joe, did you have opportunity to read the book as well?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Okay. I would just ask some of you for a quick 30-second or 60-second comment when we get started.
I won't be able to be on for long, but I thought I'd call and just lend my support, so if I can be of help, let me know.
Great. I appreciate that. Let me just check again. Our special guest, Brian Thayer, are you on?
I am on, Joshua.
Fantastic. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm just also going to do one more quick check with Leonette, see if Tony's on.
I'm on, and he's recording.
Fabulous. I hear that, sir. I heard the sound. Okay, folks, welcome again to our DWG's Book Club. We have been looking forward to this opportunity to review one of our top 10 list book, if you will. And I can tell you that those of us who've read the book, The 1 Minute Networker by Brian Thayer, we have thoroughly enjoyed it. In fact, some of us have reread the book one more time. In fact, somebody on our panel this evening just mentioned to me that he read the entire book once again this afternoon. Now, before we get our call started, just wanted to give you a heads up of what we have coming up. Tonight, we're going to review the book. We'll have Brian Thayer also share some in-depth knowledge about this information he presented in the book form about being a 1 minute networker with us. But for next quarter, which begins right today, the book entitled Beyond Success by Brian D. Biro, is the one that we have selected for you. Such an incredible book because it contains 15 secrets to effective leadership and life. And, of course, part of this book, most part of this book, is based on legendary coach John Wooden's success philosophy and some other really key points. I just would like to give you a bird's eye view of some of the things that I've browsed through in this book. For instance, on page 27, talks about today's leadership must learn to be far more concerned with empowerment than with power. And on page number 31, success is not something that can be attained only by a select few at the end of a project, a season, or even a career. Also on page number 92, he wrote, success is peace of mind, which is a direct result of self-satisfaction in knowing you've done the best of which you are capable. There are many more thoughts in this book that you are going to thoroughly enjoy, so please get your copy. Those of you who are members of the DWG's book club must have received your copies, but here's what we'd like to recommend that you do. Call your distributors. Introduce this to them. Let them go to Dream Builders website or directly to www.dwgtools.com. Let them become familiar with the books that we've read and the book that we are currently featuring. So without further ado, let me get us started with the book for this month.
Hey, Dr. Tony here.
Let everyone know, those that are not on the panel, if you can please mute your phone at this time. And once in a while, I would just invite a selected few to open up the line and share a quick comment. We do have a selected panel that's going to be speaking with us this evening. The book again has nine laws of networking. It begins with networking happens. Scarcity versus abundance, chapter 2. Chapter 3, let me think what I know. Work in the circle is number 4. Number 5, find them and file them. Number 6, top of the mind. Number 7, casting your net. Number 8, same play. And finally, expect miracles. I have notes written all over my book. In fact, if you were at the DWG conference in January, you will recall that Brian took my copy and browsed through it, and there are saw the notes that I've written all over my book. I studied this book. I didn't just read through it. I studied it. I enjoyed it very, very much. And I want to thank Brian also for writing this inspirational thought here. He signed my book, and he wrote, Joshua, keep sending out what you wish to attract. It is on its way to you, brother. Thank you for that, Brian. And tonight we have on our panel, Elvira Scrudell from Jacksonville, Oregon. Elvira, welcome. And we have Jerry Thorne from Atlanta, Georgia. Tony and Leonette Stafford from San Jose, California area. And, of course, yours truly, Joshua Weyer from North Wales, Pennsylvania. Our special guest tonight is author and multimedia mogul, Brian Thayer. We will have him speak with us in just a few minutes, but let's begin with Elvira. Elvira, what did you read in this book that you are currently applying in your business, your life, and how you plan to use the information in the future? Let's listen to you. Okay, Elvira?
Is she on mute again?
Okay, is she on mute again? Maybe she is. All right, maybe before, if we can get her back later on, let's go to Jerry. Say, Jerry, are you there?
Yes, uh-huh.
Wonderful. Jerry, let's ask you the same question. What is it that you read in this book that you thoroughly enjoy, that you're applying in your business currently and that you plan to apply in the future? By the way, everybody, Jerry Thorne told me that he read this book again today. Jerry, why don't you start with that and then give us your feedback?
Well, you know, reminders are always excellent for us. And in rereading today, again, there are a couple of things that really stood out in my mind. One, I appreciate the way Brian emphasized attitude. Too many times people are not successful in business because their attitude is such that they really aren't pursuing success. But when you change your attitude and start looking at it from what you can do for others, not what's in it for you, then your business changes. And I appreciated that point.
Very good. Thank you very much. I don't know exactly what page that information is located, but I recall very well one thought that Brian recorded in this book, to do things for others without expecting anything back. I think it was a situation with his wife that his wife actually mentioned that in a conversation, I believe, with someone. And, you know, I've applied that. It works for me.
Yeah, 25 and 26 are the pages. And the last point was, you know, see the possibilities, and then you're living in abundance. But if you live in scarcity, you only see the mistakes, and you tend to, your focus is wrong. So you have to change your attitude and see the possibilities of how to be successful in applying yourself in business.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that with us. Jerry, we'll come back to you to share more thoughts. But let's go to Tony Stafford for now. Hey, Tony, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful.
Recording.
So share with us some of the things that you enjoyed from reading this book this month that's already working for you in your business, or perhaps that were reminders of some of the things that you already know that was brought back to the fore again. So please, Tony, share your thoughts with us.
Well, you know, in looking at the section here where we talk about let me think what I know, it's amazing. I mean, we all know some of the stories in here, but the fact of the matter is as he says here at the end, you know, it's you can't say the wrong thing to the wrong to the right person. But you can do the wrong thing to the right person by not communicating with them. And this section really talks about just being in conversation with people you come into, and it's amazing what will open up to you. Because the rules of scarcity versus abundance, you know, I never really thought of them in those particular terms, but, you know, it really comes back to the thought process that we have about people that think that the cup is half empty as opposed to the person that thinks it's, you know, it's half full. Because I think the abundance is the people that think abundance think of the one that's it's half full, and how do we get it the rest of the way full, as opposed to how long is it going to take to get it to the empty. But the stories in here about are just simple. We've all had this. It's amazing how we've talked to a person that leads to another person that leads to another person that leads to another opportunity that leads to another opportunity. And it just reiterates something that we already know, you know. So I really liked what the chapter had to say about, you know, abundance, thinking of abundance, and by just and figuring out what's in abundance by just thinking what we know. Back to you.
Hey, thank you, Tony. And I like what Brian's wife, Jackie, will always say, don't panic until it's time to panic. You know, don't cross the bridge before you get there. I really like that point in that chapter too. And also, do the right thing for those in your network whenever you can, and good things will come back. Good point. Absolutely good point there. Now, do we have Elvira back?
Yes, you do. And, you know, what you just said leads right into what I have going on, because, you know, people taught me, and I keep hearing people say, do star six to block yourself out, to mute yourself, but they never told me how to unblock. So it's a matter of stopping, taking some deep breaths, and doing the star every number until I found out how to unmute my phone. How's that for technical difficulties there? Anyway, yes, I'm back with you, Joshua.
Hey, welcome back. It's all about pushing the stars, right?
That's right, pushing those buttons.
Yeah,
well, I tell you,
go ahead, Elvira. So share with us, what are some things that you read in this book that really stood out for you that you're currently using? In fact, when I had a conversation with you within the last few days, that some of them really works well, gels well with your lifestyle currently. And Elvira, please share your thoughts with us.
All right. Well, I'm going to have everybody refer to law number one, that networking happens. And what I'm finding more and more is that that's exactly what it is. And, Brian, this is an incredible book. Thank you so much for making it available and possible for all of us to share your knowledge over the years. It talks about the old Vietnamese folk and the gentleman who really didn't have anything, but he kind of traded up through his kindness, going from one item to the next, until he found his, call it a pot of gold, call it his diamond, whatever. But I don't know if people have heard about this. Within the last couple of days, I actually came across a concept that's happening right now as we speak, and it's Kyle MacDonald, who started with one red paperclip on July 12th of 2005. Now, this guy had this concept that he wanted to own a home someday, but he's trading up for the home. Now, get a load of this. He started out with a red paperclip, put it on his website, traded it for a pen, exchanged it for a doorknob, then he bartered it for the doorknob for a camp stove, one of the Coleman camp stoves. Now, I have one of those in storage, to a compressor or generator, something like that, to a party keg, to a snowmobile, to, I'm not real sure what this is. It could be a city for all I know, or maybe it's just a sign. But he's all the way up to, right now, swapping out for kind of a date with Alice Cooper. So this gentleman is actually utilizing the concept, and I had never heard of it before, but networking does happen, and we all, this is my message anyway, we all have something of value to someone somewhere, and it's just a matter of finding the right person at the right time with the right thing. And one of the things that we have is our business opportunity and a multitude of different options for people to do.
That is terrific. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for that, Elvira, for tying your experience with what you've read in this book. And if time allows, we'll come back to you to share more thoughts. Now let's go to Leonette Stafford. How are you today, Leonette?
I'm fabulous. I'm on the road, so you may hear some background noise. Going to go pick up my daughter and her family from the airport. But it's a beautiful day, Elvira. We've had two whole days of sunshine ourselves. We're
all right. You're being on the call and doing all you can to be on the call. So, Leonette, share with us some of the thoughts that comes to your mind now as you've heard some of the reviews going on, and you've read the book yourself. In fact, you did mention that you read it right away when you got it at the conference in January. So please share your thoughts with us.
Well, you know, there's so many things that Brian's got in this book. I mean, each of the chapters, he's got nine chapters, and he calls them the nine laws of networking. You know, we've already discussed the networking happens, the scarcity and abundance. And the thing that probably really got me was towards the end of the book, it talks about expecting miracles. And that's the chapter that really, that's chapter nine, and that's a chapter that really resonates for me the most is, you know, it's like when you put out what your expectations are, and you just put out that I want, let's say when we do a car show, I want to sign up for distributors. And just put it out there because that ends up opening the floodgates to miracles can happen. You can expect and get those kind of those reactions out there once you put them out. You know, expecting miracles, I think, for me, was the chapter that resonated the most. And the one of the comments little things that Brian has in there, miracles are everywhere. The trick is to see them. It's like when you're in conversation, you know, which that's one of the biggest keys, being in conversation with people. But when you're in conversation and you just be somebody's friend. But then you recognize where maybe they're hurting, where, you know, the other night we were talking with some folks and the woman had been in the high-tech industry forever and ever, and she decided that she was not going to be in the high-tech industry anymore. And this was just all in conversation. And in talking with her, what we found out is she really needed to have more money, and she's just a natural networker. And so we started talking to her and her husband about, well, you know, have you ever considered, you know, the possibility of selling the dry wash products? And from that, it led to whole other conversations and becoming friends. I mean, that's not something I expected, but it was out of being in conversation and expecting that miracles could happen. So that's kind of where I'm at right now, Joshua. And I'm sorry, my thoughts are a little scattered right now as I'm watching traffic.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Really appreciate that, Leonette. You know, it reminds me of some of the thoughts here in, after the concluding chapter. Sometimes we have lofty goals and we overlook opportunities that are right around the corner, right at our feet. Notice what he wrote on page number 94. He says, while you have to have lofty long-term goals, don't overlook those smaller opportunities at your feet today. And on page 95, of course, it's a wrap-up of a story of a farmer in Pennsylvania that sold his farm for just $833, whereas it's worth over $100 million because of what is in that farm. It was, call it an oil well, if you will. And here's something else that he wrote. Just as we shouldn't look past opportunities at our feet, we also cannot afford to give up too soon on any of them. What a powerful thought there. One of the chapters that I really like very much is chapter is this chapter that talks about working a circle. I really like that a lot. You see, you will hear this from Brian later on about how we've developed our network from childhood, from our early years in life. All we need to do is just work them. Now, Brian and his family, they found themselves in a place in Hanksville while they were traveling. Hanksville, I think somewhere in Arizona, they were going to vacation in Lake Powell around the Four Corners area for Arizona. But here's what happened. They had a flat on the motorhome, middle of nowhere. The motorhome had no spare tire. There's not even a complete jack to change a flat. They were stuck in the middle of nowhere. So what are they going to do? Well, of course, he said he started working his circle to see what he could find. Cut a long story short, he found someone. He remembered his friend's name, Steve, knew someone around that area. And in a short while, they were out of that middle of nowhere. He used his circle. So how many times have we been stuck and we don't know what to do? Why not work your circle? Why not work the network of people that you know to help you out? Here's something I like here on page number 48. He wrote, everyone understands the terms circle of friends and circle of influence, but there is another one we often don't recognize. It's the huge circle of everyone we've ever known, plus all of the people they know. Because we don't have regular contact with most of them for various reasons, we don't think of them in that circle of friends way. But as a one-minute networker, you'll understand the value of this vast circle, this network, and know how to work it to your advantage. And I've been using that in my business now, working my circle. In fact, that really, really helped me in the month of April, working my circle. I think I was able to sponsor more people this past month into my business than the first 3 months combined for this year because of working my circle. Here's something that I like in this chapter. Ask for directions. How many of us, especially men, we don't like to ask for directions and we get lost? But in our business, it's very important to ask for directions. In any business that you're in, Notice what he wrote. In the semi-stream business, sometimes you have to ask for directions. Can you direct me to someone who knows about this? Or do you know someone who could use my product or services? If they can't help, perhaps they know someone who can. Ask, can you direct me to where I need to go? He wrote, just make sure you know what you're asking for. So be clear as to what you're asking. You know, reading this chapter has reinforced something that I've always known, that it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to ask for directions, especially if you're going somewhere. Ask people that have gone there before. They will help you to build your business. So those are some of the thoughts that I really gleaned from this particular chapter and many more throughout the book. What I'd like to do for just a couple of more minutes before we turn it over to Brian is ask some of our DWG leaders on the call tonight some of the things that they've enjoyed from the book. I'd like to start with Guy Keast. Guy, if you can unmute, are you still with us?
I'm here, Joshua.
Great. Guy, for just about a couple of minutes, can you share with us some things that you enjoyed from the book this month?
You know, I was seeking this book out as soon as it came out, and I'd already read it a couple times when I got to the conference. The mistake I've made is I haven't picked it up since, but when I read it, there were so many things that I was doing that he related to that we do in day life as far as networking with friends, family.
The guy, excuse me, Guy, if you can kind of speak closer to the mouthpiece, we're losing you. We want to be able to hear that feedback a little bit better.
This better, Joshua?
Yes, this is good.
Okay. I love the book. It's simple and right to the point. It's an easy read. What I did is I bought a stack of them at the conference, and when I have a new person come in my group, I give them the book. Say,
wow.
Read this. If you like the book, this is what I've got invested in it. If you don't like it, give it back to me. You know, I have not had one person not keep the book and pay for it for their to use in their library. But one thing I like about what Brian talks about is coming up with your story, your advertisement, what your goals are, what your dreams are when you talk to somebody, and how easy it is to show enthusiasm, talk it like if any you guys have all met Brian. He is so outgoing and so excited 24/7 when he talks about anything to do with our industry. And what this did to me was just give me a lot of tools that I go out and utilize daily without even thinking about it because it's become a lifestyle. You know, this is what we do on a daily basis as networkers. But some of the advice he gave me, like when somebody asks you a simple question, you can relate it back to an experience they've had with, say, Josh would ask you, can you clean Chrome with this? And something that was talked about in the book is to use three simple words, you know how. We spend hours cleaning Chrome. We still got a smeary mess. And what happens to the first time you or somebody else touches a Chrome? There's a fingerprint. You can take any question they put to you and put it right back at them with a very good answer by saying, you know how. And I just use that all the time, along with many other things that Brian talked about in the book.
Outstanding. Thank you very much for that. And, hey, guys, this is a clue. You know, get stacks of this book and give them to your new distributors or business associates coming to the business, and let them learn the one-minute networker way. Thank you very much, Guy. Appreciate that very much.
You bet.
Do I still have Joe Eggie on?
Yeah, I'm here, Josh.
Hey, Joe. Please, in 60 seconds or so, share with us some key points that stood out for you in this book.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I think a lot of people have difficulty with and changed the paradigms for myself anyway was the first chapter talking about Mr. Straw. You know, we need to be in this business to help other people. It isn't about helping ourselves or, you know, how much money we can make and things like that. It's about helping other people and helping them achieve their dreams and goals as well. But one of the things that I find, I think, helpful for a lot of new distributors that I have found is I think a lot of people are uncomfortable with just talking with other people or initiating conversations. And I like how Brian brought this up in Chapter 5. You know, basically asking yourself this question, how many people have I walked past today and didn't even make eye contact? And the one-minute networker knows that when opportunity knocks, you have to get off the couch and enter the door. And it also doesn't hurt to open the door first, step outside, and invite opportunity to come in. And, you know, a lot of people have some difficulty with that, and consistency and persistency in doing just that, initiating conversations and demonstrating what it is you have to offer. And because they have a right to know that there's a better, faster, easier way, in our case, of taking care of the things they own. So, you know, we just need to let them know. And I like how Brian points that out in a simple manner.
Hey, thank Joe, you, Josh. Thank you very much. Like you always say, that was excellent. Thank you. Hey, thank Sue, you. Are you still with us? Okay. What I would like to do right now, by the way, I want to thank you, everyone that really contributed to this review. Outstanding job. What I'd like to do at this moment is to introduce our special guest tonight. He's one that most people in the network in industry, network marketing industry, they know what he's capable of, what he does. And in fact, when I was writing down how I'm going to introduce him, I wrote down author / multimedia mogul, because you see, that's what Brian Thayer does best. He's a legend in our industry, and he's done all kinds of work to help companies to become better at what they do. He's such an outstanding guy on stage. He's a father, he's a husband, a family head. He's passionate as a human being, and he's my friend, Brian Thayer.
Thank you, Joshua. You're my friend, too. In fact, all of you are. I hear all these people that are on this call right now, and there are familiar friends of mine, and I feel really honored to be on this call, and I appreciate the comments that have been shared by the book. It's fun. It's fun to get that payback from people that have benefited from the things that I wanted to share in the book. For those of you that don't know me or my background, this book was an accumulation of many years of interviews. I have a multimedia production company. I've been doing interviews of top network marketers all over the world for a long, long time. In fact, I started in 1989, and I remember many times sitting across from someone in an interview and hearing these tremendous stories of people that made this unbelievable amounts of money, and they were just average folks, but they had extraordinary dreams. They had vision. They had purpose. I'm reminded of something that Thomas Edison said when someone asked him about his trials and his vision for developing the light bulb. And he said that my dream was not to perfect the light bulb. That wasn't my dream at all. My dream was to illuminate the world. That's what drove him. That's why he spent $40,000 of his money and 1,200 attempts to do this, to create the light bulb. His vision was much bigger than just a light bulb. His vision was to illuminate the world. And I think when each of you in your own time, and it will be in your own time, when you understand the vision, that you're not out there changing the world because you can clean cars. That's a wonderful thing, and it saves water, and the cars look fantastic. It has tremendous value, tremendous value. Big vision, the big purpose. Your dream should not be just to create a light bulb, but to illuminate the world about the possibilities of being their own boss, being their own CEO. So they can leave work whenever they feel like it or not even go to work that day. Spend time with their kids. Do the things they like to do. See the world. Help family members. Write a book. learn a hobby. I mean, that's what people really want in this world. I mean, if you really understand things, this will keep you up at night. That's when you won't be able to sleep. When you understand that 27% of the population is on some sort of public assistance, 27%, and that 60% of the people out there, 60% live paycheck to paycheck. They don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, 6 out of the 10 people you walk past today are living paycheck to paycheck. They see no hope. All they see is what's in front of them. They have no idea that there's another way. Another way for them to utilize their greatest treasure. The treasure that they have right now is their network. And they've never unlocked that treasure because no one has ever shown them how. And if someone ever talked to them about network marketing, chances are they told them all the wrong reasons. And they had no real product offering. It was probably something that was overpriced and untrue. But you have a product offering that is totally fair priced, that's unique to the marketplace, and has great value. You have tremendous value. And that's why I love DWG, and I always will. It's because of their product offering and what they're really bringing to the world. They have a very, very fair compensation plan, very easy to understand. A stair-step compensation plan is still, by far, the easiest, most comprehensible, most achievable compensation plan out there for the little guy, for anyone right now. You can step right in and begin to build your network immediately. What I love about this whole concept of networking, and we kind of talked about that, some of you talked about on a conference call, is how you can step into someone's life and open you and yourself up to their immediate network, which is easily 200 people. What a lot of networkers make the mistake, this is where they make the mistake, is they fall in the salesman mentality. What we're going to do, John, is we're going out there and we're going to sell a bunch of products. And you're going to make money. You're going to make profit. And that's it. That's where the mentoring and the teaching and the networking stops, which is ridiculous. It's not about that. It's about opening up their network and exposing them to the DWG opportunity so they can expose it to their network. I mean, literally, really, if you sponsored one person, and that person sponsored one person, and that person sponsored one person, we're only talking about 3 people, 3 deep. That's 600 people now exposed to you and your dream and your vision. 600 people if you do it right. But what's the mistake most people make is they move on to the next. They never teach them how to network. They never teach them all those little things that we talked about or that you guys talked about on the conference call, those little conversation starters, the you-know-how, and all those little things we talked about. In fact, one of the first things you can teach someone to do is to change their cell phone message. I mean, all of us on the phone call right now, I'm sure, have a cell phone. How creative is that message? How fun is it? Does it make the person think when they call and leave a message or want to talk to you? Or is it just that standard, hey, this is so-and-so, I can't take your call right now. Leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Is that your message? Or is your message something bright and wonderful that makes them go, man, the next time I talk to him live, I better find out more about that. Or what is he talking about? If you listen to some of these top networkers, and maybe that's something I'll do for fun one time, is put it out there in an email blast and share the fun things that these guys put out there. But the bottom line is all they're trying to do with their message on their cell phone is create another phone call. Another reason to call back and talk to them about what it was on that call that you left on that message. Simple one-minute networking technique. But somebody talked earlier about scarcity versus abundance. I mean, that is so, so important. What is your vision? You know, here's the thing. God, Heavenly Father, the universe, whatever you want to call it, wants to give you everything that you want. That's their role. That's the role. And so many of us think that that's not true, that I'm only deserving of so much because I'm only this good. I'm only this big. I've only done this so far in my life. I really am not expecting anything more than that. That's too bad because that's not how it works. If you talk to any of these tremendous networkers, that is certainly not how they see it because they don't see it all about them. They see it about the people that they meet, the ones that they love, the generations they can bless. They think much bigger than that. And they do expect miracles every day. Every person they come in contact, there is They see a vision of them somehow, some way in their organization, changing their life, making a difference. And too many of us hold ourselves and cut ourselves short because we think so small. It's something we all have to change within our mind. The thing I want to point out on this call, and I don't want to run over, but I want to share a couple things with you guys. And that it's one other thing is following your promptings. How many times have you thought of someone in your life, and it doesn't have to be a family member, it could be anyone, where they just came into your mind and you went, yeah, I wonder how they're doing. Gosh, they're a good person, or gosh, it's too bad of things they've had to go through, or whatever it is that's in your mind. And you just think about it, and then you stop, and you move on. You keep driving, or you keep doing what it is you're doing. And you let that prompting go. Promptings are for a very good reason. And by the way, it's not always about money. It's not always about how you can benefit from it. But like we say on the call, what goes around, guys, comes around. It's just the law of the universe. When you take care of someone, you are actually taking care of you. Living in scarcity is something that we all have to struggle with. We're all struggling with. And that's, you know, if we think 9 out of 10 thoughts are usually about ourselves, and it's too bad. But if you were to pay attention more to those promptings, honestly, pick up the phone and call that person and say, I don't know why, and I'll tell you what, this is fun. You pick up the phone call and you say, I don't know why I thought about you, Robert. You've been on my mind, and I want to know how you're doing. What's going on? And they'll tell you. And that's great. If they want to end it right there, done. 9 out of 10 times, though, they're going to say, and what's going on with you? Thanks for calling. Well, let me tell you what's going on. I'm doing this. I'm having the time of my life. Or I'm doing this, and I need help. Do you know anybody that can help me? And tell them. And maybe it'll go somewhere, and maybe it won't. But those promptings, I promise you, are for a reason. For you to help someone, or maybe to help yourself. Maybe that's all it was. Maybe you got that prompting because this person can actually connect you who you need to be connected to change your life forever. I remember one time being down in San Diego, and I was at an appointment meeting with a doctor down there doing a documentary piece. And this man's changed, I don't know how many lives, I don't know, but he has a fertility clinic, and he's changed the lives of many women, helping them become pregnant when they couldn't before. And he introduced me to someone. And this someone, by chance, I don't know how it happened. Well, I guess I do, don't I? But this person used to live out of a car. And the more I got to know him, the more I realized he doesn't live out of cars anymore. I mean, he's a very successful individual in network marketing in a company that does very well. And I asked him, I said, how do you do it? How'd you do it? He said, you know what I did? I just put people together. That's what I do. With the confidence in his voice. That's what I do. I put people together. That's how I do it. And I love that. Because you know what? It really can be that simple. If you put people together, connect people. In the beginning, sometimes you're just connecting them to your upline or cross line or maybe some major players in this company. If you can just learn how to do that, connect them beyond your vision, you will be successful. I think a lot of times we think it's up to me, right? Well, that's not necessarily true. You have a network right now. You could probably, if you were smart right now, you'd write down 5 to 10 people in this company that you should connect with more often. They did a study one time, and I know you've heard this, but let me just remind you of it. It's not even in the book. If you took the top 10 people that you hung around the most and averaged their income, that's how much you make. And isn't that the truth if you think about it? The top 10 people that you hang around the most, if you estimate their income and average it by 10, isn't that what you make? And is that okay? Is what you're doing right now okay? I guess that's the thing you got to sleep with every night. Every once in a while, you got to have a sleepless night. If you don't, then something is not happening. You're not dreaming big enough. You're not reaching far enough. That's really when you find out what you're made of, when you reach really far. When you put responsibilities on yourself that are actually very uncomfortable and hard to do sometimes. But you ask anyone that's had a payday in this industry, was it worth it? What do you think the answer is? Yes. It's always worth it. Because now I do what I want. I do what I want. Wouldn't you love to say that every day? I do what I want, when I want, whenever I want. How I want. I'm in control. Because 60% are not. Actually, 87% of the American population is not in control. So where's your market? You're not marketing a product that's overpriced. You're not marketing an opportunity that asks for this tremendous amount of investment. Not even close. You're marketing a product that works. It has tremendous value and a compensation plan that is fair and equitable and easy to understand and can be achieved. It really is up to you and your network. So who aren't you talking to? Who haven't you connected with lately that you should? Who haven't you followed promptings with in the last week to reach out and talk to and forget about the agenda? From now on, when you have a prompting, just pick the phone call and say, I don't know why. But here's what will happen now. Now when you understand this concept, the promptings will start to flow and they'll keep coming. And sometimes you'll just turn around. You'll be somewhere and you pass someone and you'll go in your heart, I have to. I'm obligated. I must. And you turn around and you say, excuse me, I don't know why, but I feel like I should get to know you. Tell me what you do. What is it you do? You have your own business, something? And you know what? It doesn't matter what you say. In fact, someone said that on the call, and it's so true. It doesn't matter what you say. In fact, I'm trying to remember what I said in my book. You can't say the wrong thing to the right person, right? I'll tell you, when sincerity is in your heart, people just cannot get upset with you. I know. I've seen people who have just done these amazing things in this industry. And they all have this, they all got to this level, to this point in their life where they felt obligated. Obligated, write that word down. They were obligated to talk about their opportunity. They felt that they would be doing the wrong thing by keeping their mouth shut. So don't do that. Follow your promptings, build your network, do the right thing, be optimistic, look for miracles, look for them, because they're around you every day. And the trick, like it says in the book, and like somebody already quoted on the call tonight, the trick is to see them. And when you learn to give away, you'll get just about anything you want. When you learn the law of giving away, whether it's your time, your money sometimes, in the beginning of your business, absolutely your money. How much is it going to cost? Who knows? Is it worth it? Yeah. When you learn to give away your time, your talents, and your abilities, sometimes just for the sake of doing it, you will get what you expect. You will feel deserved. You'll be ready for the miracle. Let me turn this back to you, Joshua.
Wow. That is awesome. Absolutely awesome. You know, I was listening to your comments, Brian, about following your promptings, and I can remember in the last 48 hours, I followed my promptings, and here are the results. I was thinking of a single mother and her daughter. I didn't see them for a while, so I was working at my computer. I stopped right in the middle of it, called them up, daughter was home, told her that I was just thinking of them, and I said to her, have your mother call me. The mother came home about an hour later, she called me. So I was listening to the comments she was making. She was saying that everything is okay. However, I listened beyond the surface, and I found out that they were going through a crisis right at that moment. And of course, right now, using my circle of our network, we're looking into giving her and her daughter some help and support. The other one was a friend of mine, Tony, lost her. His brother recently had to travel to Puerto Rico, came back not too long ago. I was thinking about him, stopped. I called him, and the result is that he's doing better. And, in fact, he invited me to go on a fishing trip with him and some other friends, mutual friends that we have, on June 23rd. Deep-sea fishing that I experienced for the first time here in about 3 years ago. So that's really right on. So thank you for reminding us to follow our prompting. Anyone that's still on our panel that would like to ask Brian any question at this time, this is a Q&A time before we wrap up the call.
Hey, Brian, this is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
I just wanted to thank you for re-emphasizing all those points. You know, sometimes we learn things and we tend to forget about them, but to have them brought back to mind again and using, you know, the single minutes that we have, how powerful that is. What can be done literally in 1 minute to build our network and to help other people, like Joshua just illustrated. So I appreciate that very much. Enjoyed your book.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you for that comment. I mean, just like Joshua said, let me tell you guys something here. Here's a big secret. It's big. When you start to follow your promptings like that and start turning around or stopping and making that phone call or sending that note in the mail, it does something to you. You do feel more empowered. You do feel more deserving. Not from that person. Do not get me wrong. I don't like making friends with an agenda. I'm not saying that. I'm saying send out to the world what you wish to attract, and it will be a life-changing moment for you. And the more you do it, the stronger you will become, and you will be deserving of those things that are meant to be given to you, literally given to you. You will be doing things, and out of the blue, these things will come to you, and you'll wonder, maybe for just a moment, why? Why did that happen? What did I do? And sometimes you just can't connect directly where that blessing came from. But when you start to stop to think about it, then you'll understand, oh, that's because I'm doing things differently in my life.
Hi, this is Leonette. Thank you again, and I just want to put out to you for everyone in DWG, and that's probably a bold statement, but you are just such a generous person in what you do and what you stand for. Your help and inspiration that you give to others is just far beyond anyone else that I personally know. So thank you, thank you. Thank you for the book, and thanks for being on this call.
Thank you.
I agree,
Brandon,
man. Well,
this is Elvira Skirtall here. I also want to thank you, and I think Leonette would speak very much for all of us, and I'll second that. The one thing there's a number of things that you said here, but insight is just looking inside ourselves to see what we already know. And I think that's one of the things that this book really offers is, although a lot of us are actually doing everything that you're talking about in here, we're not realizing it. And it's a matter of listening to that inner voice, that insider, that inspired whatever that will take us that next level. And I tell you, every time I see you at the conference and everything, you do inspire me, especially when I think about you.
Thank you.
Hey, Brian.
Who else? Thank you, Alvaro, for that.
Keith here.
Please, go ahead, Guy.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Brian because of all the tools he offers us. As I give these books to my group, different chapters and different things in the book touch everybody because everybody's different with their challenges and what they have to work through. What's fun is when we talk about it as a group or one-on-one, they tell me what moves them in the book and what simple rule that Brian has drawn out with an example that they can apply to what they do every day. Just like the name, the scrolling name badge we've got, or the, you know, the scrolling badge on our shirt. There's so many people that can't open the door to a conversation, and I tell them, read this part of the book, and by the way, get a hold of Dream Builders and get this little scrolling badge and put something on there that will cause them to ask you, and when they open the door, then relate to them how you believe in what we've got and yourself, and you can make them a part of your team and bring them into your circle. So, Brian, thanks so much for how it's made my training so much easier out here because of simple steps that you've drawn out in the chapters that appeal to everybody in a different way. And when you connect with them and talk about it, great things will come out of what they've read.
Thank you, Guy. I also appreciate what you said earlier. And I would say to challenge you guys and anybody else that you have in your organization to do that very thing. And let's start them out. I hate to even promote my book, but I have to do it because I honestly believe in it. And that is, when you sponsor someone or if you've got someone that's in a rut, tell them to read that book, and then talk to them about it. and help them open their mind to what they're not seeing. Help them see with new eyes.
Hey, Brian, we are not holding back at all. We will promote this book. We'll promote the daylight out of this book. So we're not bashful about it at all, so please do not. And, in fact, that's a nice segue to some information that you were sharing with me earlier on today. Before we get to that, I just want to ask if there's one more person who would like to make a comment.
Yeah, this is Tony.
Please, Tony.
Hey, Brian. Look,
hey,
it's a great book. You know, you've given me my next great 30-second or actually 10-second quote for the day, what I do, and that's I put people together. And that's
nice.
I mean, there's a lot of these simple things that you can say when somebody says, what do you do? But I'm going to start using that one. I like that one. I mean, it applies to everything you do in life.
Yeah.
I put people together, you know, so.
I love it. I like that too. So, Brian, please tell us now, as we wrap up here, some of the things that you're working on, as you were sharing with me. First of all, begin with the 1MinuteNetworker.com. There's a website for this book. Is that correct? Well, I can say it's correct because I looked at it already. So go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, that's a site that you're going to see change in the next month because we have a long-term vision with that. The first thing that's going to be coming out at the end of this month, probably before the end of the month, is the 1 Minute Networker on CD. There's just some people would just rather listen to the message than read it. And so I'm in recording right now, and I'll be releasing the book on CD, the actual book on CD. And then soon to follow in June, there'll be available a video newsletter where people can subscribe to that and get a 5-minute video every week, the first part of the week, to give you 1-minute tips that you can use that week and prove to me that they don't work, because that's I'd like to see that. I know they work, and I wanted to share them live. And so I'm going out across the country and other parts of the world, and I'm going to be interviewing top networkers one-on-one and capturing that on video as well as audio and make that available to people to buy if they'd like to, if they'd like to learn how this person makes, you know, $100,000 a month, $500,000 a month, $1 million a month. There are literally people who do that. And when you interview them like I have, and you just understand the simple things that they do, it's very empowering. Because you'll see it. I think you'll see it. And you'll think, if he or she can do that, then so can I. And that's my whole purpose.
Brian,
so those are some things we got on the horizon.
I'm looking with excitement for the releasing of your book on CD. I'll be one of the. Please put my name down. Make sure that Terry send me a stack of those. And, of course, I'm looking forward to the video newsletters. I will subscribe to that because I'm a strong believer that you need to constantly empower yourself in this industry. And what we're doing here, the book of the DWG's book club, really it's helping our distributors to be more empowered in becoming more successful in their business. And thank you for being part of that.
Thank you.
Well, everybody, thank you very much for being on our call today. I want to thank all those that shared with us their insight on this powerful book, The 1 Minute Networker. Again, you have been listening to a review of the book, The 1 Minute Networker, by Brian Thayer. Thank you, Elvira Scudo, all the way from Jacksonville, Oregon.
You're welcome. My pleasure. An honor.
And Jerry Thorne from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for being on the call.
Enjoyed being on the call, and thanks again, Brian.
You bet.
Tony and Leonette Stafford from San Jose, California, moving somewhere soon. Thank you for being on the call.
Our pleasure, Joshua. I love you.
Yeah.
Thank you so
as
much.
Always,
right back at you.
Call.
And, of course, Guy Keys from the Heartland. Thank you for being on the call.
You're really welcome, and thank you again, Brian. It's a great tool to grow a very knowledgeable and strong organization.
Excellent. Joe Eggie, thank you also for your great support. And also Sue Young being on the call earlier on. We also thank you. And everybody else that's on listen only at this time. Let's do it again. In a few months, you'll be getting information about this. And for now, have a great night and make it a great week. Take care, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Night.